Hello, and welcome to This Might Be The News. My name's Rory, and this week I'm joined by my friend Kaz.
Hi.
And my friend James.
Hello.
And every week on this podcast, we try and sum up what's been going on in the last 7 days without really doing any research or even discussing it before we press the record button. But today is a special day and a special episode. It is our end of year review. So, similarly, I haven't done any research other than, I guess, living in 2016. That's my contribution. Kaz, this is your first podcast.
I know, I'm very excited. I've actually done some research.
Which isn't in the spirit of this this might be the news.
I'm glad though, because even for us, we've done very little.
And through my research, I've found out things that happened in 2016 that I totally missed. So it's been good.
Great, well I'm looking forward to this. So, as a beginner's guide, how we start is with a little feature called The Facts.
Facts.
So, the facts. The question I've got for you both, that I'm going to get to the bottom of. Why have all the bloody celebrities died this year? What's been going on?
There's a few articles on this.
Really?
So
someone's beaten us to it.
I have. So somebody else has already summarised this. So we're gonna take what they've said but make it funnier.
Can you just give me a couple of theories then?
One of them is that generally more people are dying in 2016, therefore the proportion of celebrities that have died,
like across the world,
relative.
People are dying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that a thing?
But let me just go to my note. Actually, only 3% more people died this year than last year, and that is within the normal variance of what you'd expect.
Is that people across the world, or 3% more celebrities?
No, 3% more people in the world. Okay.
Who's got that job then?
Morbid, isn't it? Literally.
And another one. So you can actually see how many people died this year compared to last year.
Yeah.
But I looked at an infographic on the BBC that had a graph showing dead celebrities from 2012 to now, and it had gone up every year. So I feel like more celebrities proportionately are dying than they were in the preceding years.
Okay. Interesting you should say that, because there's also a theory to go with that, and that is that we have more celebrities now because the people that are dying are people from the TV era when everyone became a celebrity. And like you get the likes of Jay Goody, who people like mourn the loss of, that would never have been around a few years ago. I realise she didn't die in 2016.
I am over Jay Goody.
I'm not.
So what you're saying is basically there was a time where basically showbiz began and celebrities, and now those chickens are coming home to...
Yeah, and like now, imagine
roost.
If in like...
Have I made up...
The
hens are hatching chicken. Dead
celebrities. I'm almost...
Ducks in a row!
I'm positive that's not how you use that expression, if it is even a real expression.
Can I say they're reaping what they sow?
That makes it sound like they deserved it, like that they've all been sinning and you're like...
Oh, there
justice.
Is a theory for that as well, though.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
That's that they just did all the drugs.
Oh, okay.
And have led a druggy lifestyle ever since, and therefore it makes sense that now they're all dying off. Because the 60s and 70s was like the real fun period where drugs were like coming in fashion. And
let's have a look at like, so who's been dying? Because then we can put them into buckets of did they...
Severus Snape was not a drug user.
Do we know that? I mean, certainly now, I imagine old Alan Rickman has calmed down. But in his heyday...
He had quite a deep voice. Maybe he was a bit of a smoker.
Hey, don't hold that against people with deep voices. I don't smoke. I'm just gruff. Actual Severus Snape probably did do loads of drugs because he had loads of potions in his cupboard.
Right. Okay. I mean, you know, he wasn't Severus Snape. Just like he didn't cheat on Emma Thompson or
any of the other bad
or blow up a hotel or whatever.
Was that confirmed though that his character Harry actually committed adultery? Or was
he committed emotional adultery.
Some of us worse.
Yeah. You think? I don't know. I'd much rather someone did that than was banging.
I don't know.
Okay, so Alan Rickman, I think, is in the... So he died. He was 69.
69,
okay.
Him and Bowie, I think, were the same age.
Okay, so, I mean, again, about... Is that kind of an average age to die?
Yeah, we're supposed to live to like 85 nowadays, aren't we?
I think life expectancy for men in the UK is slightly lower. I think we might be around 76 and women are maybe 78.
But it's going up
and up always.
God, that's a long time.
We'll still be working until then as well, at the rate things are currently going.
God, working into an early grave. Okay, well, so Bowie did a lot of drugs,
didn't
he?
Yeah, we know that.
And Ronnie Corbett wasn't doing any drugs. Come on.
Although something must have stunted his growth.
I think he was just a naturally...
Small man.
A small man.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe he was taking growth hormones.
and they backfired.
Well, I don't know. I just feel like the his voice as well was very strange.
Yeah,
it was. Oh, I loved it. I loved
it. It was amazing, yeah, but like, yeah. I feel like no normal human should have ever spoken like that.
Unless their mum was taking helium.
Yeah, that's it. He was a helium addict.
He was a right, done. Two, so that's three. We've okay. done.
Well, so now I'm starting to see a pattern. It's just a life under the spotlight. When you're a workaholic, like these people worked very hard to get to where they got to. If you think Paul Daniels, I mean, he was number one for a while, wasn't he? Paul Daniels was number one magician in the country.
Is that, I mean, can you name other magicians in the country at the moment?
Stephen Mulhern.
Dynamo.
He's more of a like magician come actor come presenter. He's not a pure magician.
Isn't he the kids person? The kids.
He used to do
presenter.
CITV, I believe.
I didn't even know he did magic.
I think it's more of a hobby for him.
Okay,
I'm not, but anyway, even if he was the only magician, it was still probably hard work, because think of all the birthday parties he was having to do. If he was the only main magician in the country. Yeah,
he'd be doing
how many
the
times
queen,
pulling that rabbit out of a hat.
So she hasn't died though. So
well,
everyone was saying the queen had died, weren't they?
And she's a hard worker. She's a grafter. She's been all over the place.
But she also must have a lot of like people looking after her, so she doesn't have to like cut her own toenails and stuff that stresses other people out throughout their lives.
I find that stressful.
It's very stressful.
I bet someday she doesn't have to lift a finger if she doesn't want to.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got an idea that I think it's sort of an expansion of what you said, but. If you're in the public eye a lot, this is the other thing. It's not just the stress of how hard you work, but also you'll have to deal with a lot of negative press. You'll have stress. Your life constantly under the microscope. And I think they've done studies that have shown like the more stressed out you are, the more likely you are to have some kind of health problem.
Mm.
So maybe the media for 2017 just need to lay off.
Just leave us alone. Take us out of that spotlight.
Yeah, it's tough.
I'm
it is
sick
tough.
Of being packed. Sounds like this might be the news.
Ever since we started doing this podcast,
it's been constant. And also, people don't even know what you look like, and they're literally waiting to hear you talk, and then they're papping you.
And no, they always say they're disappointed by what I look like.
What, you're tall, handsome?
We mentioned someone much hunkier.
I mean, when I told my mum about this podcast, she did just say, yeah, you've got the face for radio.
Aww.
Yeah.
Did she tell you to watch out? Because your life expectancy would
decrease.
But as soon as you started recording this.
No, she apparently didn't have my welfare in mind. She just wanted to make a snarky comment.
Okay. There is one final theory about it, and that is that social media just amplifies everything. So back in the day when people were sending pigeons saying so-and-so died, it didn't create quite the buzz that it does now.
I can see that.
So like Twitter just makes you think, oh, and another one's gone, but really it's like the guy who delivered post to the Queen or someone.
It is a good point, because I went to the Bowie Brixton party.
Yeah.
Would that have been a thing if it wasn't for Facebook?
And although I mean, Guy Fawkes got quite the party.
Guy Fawkes?
When he died.
Yeah, I don't know that it was so much in his honour. It was more like a kind of... If anything, like a big middle finger to him.
Yeah,
like,
I know,
we're literally
also,
blowing you up again. You
tried he wanted to become famous, and he really nailed that, right?
That's not why he did it.
Oh, okay.
Also, I think you're confusing fame and infamy.
Yeah,
okay. Like, that's not... You don't want to be known as like, oh, Guy Fawkes, yeah, good guy, really good guy.
You'll say that.
But I think people forget that he was a bad guy, and they're like, yeah, apart from the bit where they make the fake Guy Fawkes, and they put him on the bonfire, and then they set fire.
He literally gets burnt alive every year across the country. I don't think anyone's going...
Yeah, I love that you think that like blowing up Parliament was the equivalent of going on Celebrity Big Brother. I want to be a star.
Yeah. So there we go. Those are the theories.
Okay.
Well, let's break them down. I think objectively, there have been more deaths.
Only 3% more though.
No, as
celebrity
deaths.
Okay, fine.
There have been
because BBC wouldn't lie.
Yeah, but BBC never lies.
No, BBC is a bastion of truth.
We are not sponsored by the BBC, just to...
So, who do you miss the most, James?
I think, in terms of the films that he did, Alan Rickman probably was the one for me that... And it was also... It was unexpected. It wasn't that he'd been reported as being ill for months leading up. I loved the Harry Potter films growing up. I thought he was an excellent Snape.
No one could ever be Snape again. Like, you know, probably, when they try and remake these they're going to fuck it.
I've got a theory, Benedict Cumberbatch.
I've seen this. This is a good shout.
But, so the problem also with Severus Snape is it means that, and if you haven't read Cursed Child, sorry, but Snape appears in it, and it basically will now mean that you can't do
that
it.
That is outrageous. Apologies, listeners.
Sorry.
I haven't seen this. This is news to me.
Well, he's just in the book.
Right, we're going to stop talking about Harry Potter spoilers.
Fine.
Do you want to
tell
everyone Santa doesn't exist too?
I'm not doing that. I'm not being that guy. Someone did that to me once. I was five. I tied his shoelaces together.
That's revenge. So anyway.
Basically, I'm just worried that we can now never have another Harry Potter because I don't think there's anyone as good as Alan Rickman for Severus Snape.
Okay.
But I like the theory of Benedict Cumberbatch because he is quite good and creepy.
So who do you miss the most for?
I think it does have to be Bowie. I did have a soft spot for Ronnie Corbett. I really did enjoy Ronnie Corbett as a person. But
despite his mum's helium addiction.
I guess so. but Bowie, I think I'm still sort of feeling that one. But I wasn't even a huge Bowie fan. I think he was just incredibly...
he wasn't making new music, was it?
He released an album 5 days before he died.
My research did not go into music, by the way.
It doesn't go back to
strictly
January.
Limited to BuzzFeed.
Because so, I think if you think about... If you think about the musician part of who's died, so you look at Bowie, you look at Prince, look at George, it is hard living. It is. Mm. There have been drugs involved. There's been a rock and roll lifestyle with all of those men that have passed away. So I think that is one link that we basically, ever since the 60s, we've had these hard living rock stars. But what's interesting is that they all come from different generations. So
I mean, Macaulay Culkin's still here, and that is an absolute miracle to everybody.
He's been doing
heroin his way. Yeah, he's been heroin his way through life.
Him, Pete Doherty, Keith Richards, like they are living in borrowed time.
Yeah.
Can I mention one death that I think went a little bit under the radar, and I thought was really sad. And I know he's not as big as some of the names that died, but Anton Yelchin. He was in in the new Star Trek franchise.
Oh yeah, I loved him.
He was only 27.
The little is he Polish or Russian or something?
He is also of Russian descent. But he got pinned by his car and it was tragic.
Death. So he was trying to open his car gates from what people can work out, but then ended up his car drove at him.
Yeah.
Like the guy in E17 who ran himself over.
Oh, Brian Harvey, yeah.
Yeah. But he actually jumped out of his car and under the wheel and tried to commit suicide, failing miserably.
Classic Brian Harvey move, isn't it? Can't even do that.
Poor Brian. I think they still get about 100k every year from Stay Another Day.
I'm not surprised. It's not even actually a Christmas song, is it? Like, nowhere does it meant to sound.
There is snow in the video. I will credit them that.
What's mad is that song beat Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You to number one
that year.
Oh, I love that song. It's a good one. So guys, now that I'm a celebrity with this podcast that's listened to by people all around the world in their tens and tens.
Yeah.
Tell a lie. We're in the thousands now. It's great.
Amazing.
How am I going to live next year? What's some tips for me keeping me healthy and alive?
One thing would be don't follow the recipes that you get served on Facebook through things like Tasty that are just guaranteed to give you diabetes and pop up with like Mars bar pies.
Or like how to make a cream egg the size of your head.
Yeah, and then fill it with sugar dusting. Like, that's one thing that will help you survive.
I saw someone just like sort of shoving camembert into a sourdough.
Yeah, and then going, toasty.
Toasty. That's ridiculous. Okay, I won't live.
Don't do that.
Have you seen the film Bubble Boy?
No. Tell me more.
I think it's got Jake Gyllenhaal in and he basically just lives in a big bubble. Like, he literally goes around and it's like a Zorb.
Can you let people into the bubble?
I think so, yeah. So maybe just get one of them. And
when I want you guys around to do a podcast with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can come in the bubble for the podcast and then rest of the time you're on your own.
I also think, like, just avoid the drugs and the spotlight best as possible. So never reveal what you actually look like. Stay as a voice.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've tweeted pictures probably the last 6 podcasts, haven't you, of yourself?
Yeah, I posted one of me as Donald Trump last week.
Oh, so that could be confusing. People might think you're blonde.
Incognito.
It's true. You can look out for more of me dressed as iconic figures from the year.
Yeah. I like that we've got like 25 minutes into this podcast without mentioning Trump. That makes me feel quite good because I feel like that is someone who just got too much coverage in 2016.
Well, I think this is a lesson for you as well, is just don't get too big.
Yeah.
So just try and stay reasonably underground. And I know it's a danger. I know we're always on the cusp of exploding. Mm.
Can you guys just help keep my ego in check?
I'll do my best.
Yeah, we will.
When we do get sort of into the...
Too big.
Hey, Rory, that shirt doesn't look good.
Hey, I picked that one out.
I was just trying to get a practice
in. Bring him down.
Don't let the listeners know that I'm a grown man who doesn't choose his own clothes. that kills the dream.
Yeah, okay. To be clear, these guys aren't in
We're
a relationship.
We're not in a relationship.
They're not
either,
a couple.
No.
That is just a thing
It's a
that
business
happens.
Agreement.
which you get no money.
Yeah.
Okay, so the conclusion to the fact is that these people that have been dying, it's a wave that comes off the start of showbiz in the late 50s and early 60s.
And a bad lifestyle.
Bad lifestyle or an ambitious, sort of overworking lifestyle. And slightly more people died this year.
And social media made it feel bigger anyway.
Yeah, and then it just got to a point where every time someone died, people were like, oh, and another one. Ring the bell.
Yeah.
Bring out your dead.
Even when it's like someone that no one really knows, everyone was like, another one to add to the list.
Man drinking coffee in the cafe in Coronation Street. Oh, yeah. For God's sake. He was my favourite.
Yeah, I agree. Good.
Thank you guys for helping me with the facts.
Cracked it.
Task Force. So, Task Force. Kaz, every week I somehow get a call from someone and asking me for a bit of help. It's a bit of a bad habit that I've got into. So, this week I've had a call from maybe God again. I think God, and he said, this annoying God isn't here this week.
I missed his God voice.
She's travelling. So God called and he said, Rory, 2016 is just not going down well. People are printing bumper stickers saying, fuck you, 2016. People are saying it's the worst year ever. People are saying, bring on 2017. I need you to help me put a spin on this. What are... Surely some good things happened. I want you to publicise them, put a spin, come up with a nice catchphrase for 2016. Ooh, so that's what we're going to do. So, Stark, Kaz, you've done some more research for this.
I have got some research.
It's funny because I didn't tell you about the call that I got from God.
I just know. I'm very clear. I pray. I know what he's doing.
So tell me some good things that happened. Come on.
I think firstly we should put some context into it because like 2016 being the worst year ever, it's like 1665, everyone got the plague and most of Europe died. So I think
that,
you know.
And that was followed by the fire of London.
Then we had the big fire, which we now see as a good thing because it killed all the rats. But actually, like, you know, stuff got burned. So there's a bit of context. Good things that happened. I've got a few animal ones, which I thought would be quite nice.
Oh, yeah. Love an animal one.
So, heroes of 2016. The giant panda, no longer endangered.
Really?
Fact.
Great.
Number two, tigers are now, like, they're in the plus. They're no longer declining.
Excellent.
Great fact.
Okay.
Other good thing. Alistair Brownlee helping his brother over the line and quite frankly making me cry on the treadmill at the gym.
We've just moved on to non-animals now.
Yeah. Oh yeah, sorry.
Where was the warning?
That's the end. Because I do want to counter that with, I'm going to say one word.
Don't say it. It's too real.
We're all thinking it. Harambe.
Oh, Harambe.
Oh, yeah.
And I read something about giraffes. This end of days for the giraffes.
And polar bears.
Bears are like floating around on ice pots.
All their ice is gone. They're coming and they're like raiding villages. There's a place in Canada that's got a polar bear jail. They've literally got 27 cells for polar bears that wander into their village and then they rehabilitate them.
Oh,
so is it like an ice jail? It's more like a
camera. Yeah. It's like the kind of like if you'd done white collar crime, you'd have tennis
Scotland's
courts.
Scotland's next, quite frankly, because it's pretty nippy there, isn't it? Like that's where they're going to after they've done their time in Canada.
Oh, that'd be great.
I think that would be great. It'd be a bit Game of Thronesy though, wouldn't it?
Like, it would. This is
polar bears invading from the north.
Okay, maybe that's going to be how we rebrand for 2017.
Yeah, I mean, the bear was sad.
You thought 2016 was bad. Do you remember when the towns got ravaged by the polar bear army?
So what, our rebrand is 2017 could be worse.
There we go. There's the positive spin we've all been looking for.
Make a note of that. So plan B is just to go, things could get worse.
Things will get
worse.
So
be grateful for what you've got. So animals, mixed bag, but that is really good news about the pandas.
One more other good thing is David Attenborough bringing back out Planet Earth. Well, like, what a great thing.
And not dying.
He survived the year.
Yay. Attenborough, the Queen, and you're worried about Bill Nye.
I'm always worried about Bill Nye. If he goes,
he definitely fell into the plug category as well, didn't he? He's lived.
You can tell he's lived.
Yeah.
Pray for Bill. So what else was positive about this year, Kaz?
Anything Obama did, basically, particularly when Trump started, like, really kind of getting involved.
The Dakota Pipeline.
What was that?
This sounds like real news.
There
was going to be an oil line going through Dakota, and it went under, I can't remember what the river is, but one of the big rivers in America, and there was a Native American tribe, and it's their protected land, and they basically said, right, you've got a big oil pipeline going into our water supply. If there's any issues there, we're all going to get poisoned. Not cool. And the oil company were like, no, we don't care. We're evil. And then they'd applied for federal permission to drill under the river. And everyone thought that they were basically just going to get it and it was all going to be awful and, you know, sod the Native Americans. And actually, and people think Obama might have had a hand in it, they said, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Win for the good guys.
Well, and he's just been having fun since he found out he's not... Well, not found out, he obviously knew. But since he's been on his kind of like way out, he's been having a whale of a time. He's been having pictures of kids. He's been like dressing up as Father Christmas. He's been loving life.
I mean, him and the Joe Biden memes, I think, had to be such a big highlight.
Because memes were a big thing for 2016. There have been some good, there have been a lot of bad, but that is one of the best things to come out.
I think generally people got a lot more kind of irreverent and self-deprecating, but because it was a lot of bad things that happened, I think everyone almost kind of came together in acknowledging that and kind of sort of having a bit of fun and laughing at it.
Does that mean this is the beginning of the decline of civilization?
Oh, could be.
I mean, the idea I have for the rebrand...
Do we pinpoint it to...
The idea I have for the rebrand slogan is 2016, / lowering the bar.
Nice.
So this idea that basically we've gone down to a base level
and
things can start to get better now. So we just had like a little reset and just... Some bad things happen.
Yeah. The only way is up.
Because also then we'll start celebrating the real little things in life. You know, like if stamps don't go up in price next year, we'll be like, what a great year 2017 was, because we started from a really low base.
Yeah, like I stubbed my toe less.
Other good things that happened are someone called Bertrand Piccard created a solar panel plane. That's good.
The barrel being scraped.
Does it work?
Yeah, works. He flew around in it.
Like, it's not commercial.
Not commercial yet. He did it just for himself.
But I'm guessing the hope is that we could
do that in future. We found peace in Colombia. We didn't. Colombia found its own peace.
No,
we are not invading Colombia again.
Where was it? Like under a rock. We found it. There you are.
White flag.
Yeah, that was a good thing, wasn't it?
It's a good thing.
Have we cured anything yet? Have we cured?
Sri Lanka have cured malaria in Sri Lanka.
What about Ebola? Have we sorted that? Is that?
Like,
I think the outbreak's calmed down, so it's not as... I think that's one where it sounds very horrible, but realistically, unless there's an outbreak, there's not as much impetus to find a cure, and because outbreaks are reasonably rare, it's never going to get the funding and attention
they're
that
be
other
working
things will.
On cancer and
I know there was a big one. I think there was quite a big breakthrough with HIV.
Great.
So I think they've got that in their sights. Within the next 10 years, they think that should be curable.
We're coming for you, HIV.
Don't quote me on that, but
quoted James Tiffin, who has the HIV cure in his pocket.
He's just holding on to it. He's just working out how to monetize it.
I just want the right price, guys. So
something we've really missed that was a massive big thing for 2016 that was a good thing was Leo getting his Oscar.
About bloody time!
Congrats, Leo!
Congrats, Leo! I know you're a listener.
Yeah.
So
big fan.
But you were telling me his long-time director, collaborator, friend, Martin Scorsese, has not won one yet, has he?
But I may have had a few beers and was just not correct.
Oh, has he won one?
We will Google this and come back to you.
Similar to Leo, he was nominated 8 times and only won it for The Departed on his 8th time.
That's an absolute travesty.
It is a travesty. He's the second most nominated person ever for that award. I've got some good things. Because, I mean, I didn't really get the point of this, but everyone else seemed very excited about it. Tim Peake with the old going in a plane.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
No,
for
rocket.
Us.
He went in a rocket, didn't he, or something?
He went to the International Space Station. I got my granddad the book with all the pictures he took for his Christmas present.
Oh,
he loves it.
There you go.
I saw an advert for that book and I wondered who would buy that. And now
me
I know.
For my granddad.
People who don't know their granddad very well.
Yeah.
No, he loves it. It's like a big game of Where's Wally, but with monuments on the Earth. So he's like, oh, that's there.
See, I didn't know it came with pictures. I just thought it was going to be like day one, had one of those bars again.
Yeah.
day two.
Another protein bar, tasted much the same.
Did a poo, it floated again, had to catch it with a net. That's kind of how I thought his diary would go.
What do you think they're doing on this? They're not just like crapping into the air and then chasing it around like they're catching
Sounds
flies.
Sounds fun though, doesn't it?
Captain's log, today we invented poo ball.
Poo ball.
Catch a poo.
Like
the stakes would be
high. But with like less gravity.
And the other thing that people got very excited about, and I must say, I don't know what I was doing, but I missed it all, the Olympics.
Oh yeah, no, that was good. We did well.
And we did pretty well in the Olympics.
We're no longer like the joke of the Olympics anymore. This is good for us.
We beat China, didn't we?
Yeah.
Maybe.
We did. I'm pretty confident. We
were like number two, I think.
And bear in mind, China's got 1 billion people.
And way more money than us.
Yeah.
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 We did underdogs.
And we're all a bit like sort of like gimpy, aren't we?
Yeah.
And also the Paralympics, let's mention that. Yeah. Because I think a lot of people were worried, because in London, I think it really raised the profile, and it was getting a lot more traction. I think people were worried that it was going to fall off the wagon and it would be an afterthought for Rio.
Yeah.
But actually, I think it was quite well received.
Yeah.
And,
From what I heard, not as many people went out to watch it as they did in London.
No.
But in terms of the coverage it got, it was quite big. And obviously Channel 4 did a great job at raising the profile of the Paralympics. So that was a good thing.
Congratulations, Team GB. And they've been rewarded with all the knighthoods. Everyone got a knighthood
this year. Yeah, they're
put your hand up to
Murray.
Oh, he's had a good time.
He's had a brilliant
2016, hasn't he?
So capped off with a knighthood. Oh, yeah. That's so young to be a knight, isn't it?
But and also, like, we all used to... There was a time when people turned on Murray because he said he wasn't British. And now, like, we kind of love his really grumpiness, the fact he never seems that happy about winning, and, like, we love him. Like, winning games he's happy about, but, like, winning Sports Personality of the Year, he always looks fairly indifferent.
I think he's become a lot more amiable. I think he's probably had some publicity training, but... Yeah, he's really like one of the darlings of the nation.
Yeah,
now,
we all love him.
It does seem like he's trying to be happy, like look happy.
And he should be happy. I mean, he's a knight. He's got a banging girlfriend.
Yeah.
He's won all the things.
Yeah.
He's number one at all the tennis.
I've got a question about knights, and it's almost certainly a stupid one. But
yeah, go for it. We like those.
If you are a knight, is it like if we had like a big conflict or a war, can you be like called up to like defend the realm? Is that a thing?
Oh, I don't know if you'd want... Ken Dodds just be made one at 89, I don't
think. He wouldn't be on the front line.
Arise, Sir Ken. You will be leading the Eastern Front.
Oh, I'm imagining like the full metal armour charging into battle.
Yeah, because your question, I was going to ask an equally stupid one, which is, do they get a sword?
They must get a sword.
Because they get tapped with the sword. Well, do they then get to keep it? So, I mean, maybe not that one, because that's the Queen's one, but somebody else's sword.
With great titles come great responsibility, I feel. So I think they would have to...
I think they should...
You would definitely change all your posts so it gets delivered to Sir Knight Andrew Murray.
Yeah,
I'd... Is he Andrew?
I guess he'll be
Sir. He's definitely not a Drew.
No, he's not a Drew.
Like, Drew Murray, nice to meet you.
Yeah,
no.
That is not him.
You can't be called Sir Andy.
Something else that I was obviously scraping at the barrel for when I was writing great things that happened in 2016 was just Netflix. Just anything Netflix turns out was quite good.
And this podcast has been sponsored by Netflix.
Sponsored by Netflix and BBC, apparently.
Remember, always watch Netflix.
But no, they've done some good things. Like, they did Narcos, they've done The Crown, which I know we have mixed opinions on.
Stranger Things was good.
Stranger Things. Like, they've been churning out some good stuff. And if you don't want to pay for like a Sky subscription, you can get good TV programs with Netflix now.
I think there's one concern around like Netflix sort of monopolizing that area, and that basically you say you don't have to get Netflix, but it will become to the point where they've got so much good stuff that everyone kind of gets locked in. But no, over net positive.
It was a good year for TV. I mean, that's a rubbish slogan.
And the one that
I like about 2016, it was a good year for TV.
Another one that I was clearly struggling with. Anyone who died, but then we found out they did charitable things afterwards. Do you not find that someone dies and suddenly it's like George Michael once helped an old man across the road, and then everyone like posts it and reposts it and shares it and tags?
I guess like in general, fake news was a big thing this year.
Massive.
Now, aren't we all glad that we didn't share that one about Donald Trump?
Saying Republicans are idiots.
Yeah, I'd just lie. I think we've used that in this podcast. Probably. If you go deep back into the archives, we're quoting that. But I mean, some points we're not. I think I'm actually using spoof articles sometimes when I...
That was before we had our fact checking team who rigorously go through all of our work before now.
Yeah, the fact checking team sit there in the corner just looking angry at us,
just waving their arms, going, "Shut up!
You're wrong." So we're going to have to round this up for God. So I'm going to ask you just one attempt. What is your slogan? 2016, James.
Could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
Wasn't 1665.
Same sentiment.
Yeah, same. Okay, but maybe we need a more positive one. The year of the panda. We should check with China that's actually true with the Chinese New Year's.
that'll get confusing. Do they even have the option for a year of the panda?
I'm sure, surely.
No, I don't. No. Also, I feel like pandas do their best to get extinct anyway. Like, they're just constantly bumping into stuff.
And they're not horny enough,
are they?
They're
not breeding.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like we're, you know, we're just prolonging the inevitable there. But anyway.
So I think if I was making a movie, I'd say 2016, the beginning of the end. Because I think that's good. I think this is, like, the start of, like, a three-part trilogy.
Okay, so when you asked us what we're gonna call it, you actually already have decided what you're going to call it.
I'm contributing, and then the listener will... I'll let God decide. But
I think that's true. I think that's good.
I think a more positive one, which is what God asked for, I think The Only Way Is Up.
Yeah?
Yeah, quite Only Way Is Essex-y, though.
Oh, yeah, because it'd have a nice little theme tune, and Gemma from Towie could present the year.
Bearing in mind, I've just rewatched all The Hunger Games. 2016 is kind of the Catching Fire one, you know, when stuff starts burning, but it's not properly alight.
I was thinking more like The Empire Strikes Back.
No, that's 2017. That's when we strike back.
No, because in Star Wars, the Empire, it's where all the bad stuff happens in 2. But you're setting up for, like, a good...
Something good will happen
afterwards. A good year next year.
Yeah, someone's going to, like, come back.
Yeah. So, like, 2016, : the middle film in the trilogy where bad shit has to happen so that it can get better in the third film.
Mm.
Bit of a mouthful, but...
Oh, I love that. Okay, I'll give you that. So, basically, 2016, Empire Strikes Back era.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then what's next year? What are we calling 2017?
Well, I mean, obviously it's not going to be Return of the Jedi because they never really went away.
Return of the dead celebrities? The Jedis?
Return of someone good that we forgot about?
Yeah, maybe. Who could have a comeback in 2017? That's probably one for the next podcast.
Yeah, that's
good. Podcast. But listeners, you know, email in. Tell us who you think's going to be on the rise. Who's going to save the day?
Email us on thismightbethenews@gmail.com or you can contact us on our Facebook page.
I say you hadn't done the social media plug yet.
Yeah, we
got it in.
We are on some social media.
Remember, we've got to bring him back down if he gets too big.
It's true. Anyway, that was Task Force. I'll give God a call back now.
Thank you.
Quiz?
So, the quiz. Quiz is always good for beginner's luck.
I am not advised for the quiz.
Now, neither have I, so I've got it on my phone, and I'm not even sure I've got all of the answers, so let's see how this goes. The rules of the quiz are, I ask a question, you say your name, and then we see if you get it right.
Okay, so it's our name, because I've been practising quite the honk.
Right, can we hear it, just for fun?
No, that's not
okay. It's like a clown car.
I know.
We haven't got all day.
Sorry, no.
Okay, question number one, and this is like about stuff that happened this year, kind of.
kind of. How vague.
Maybe it happened at some point.
Do you remember Boaty McBoatface?
Yes.
What did the boat actually end up being?
James!
Oh, go again.
James!
Oh,
James was James.
Is it the Sir David Attenborough or David Attenborough?
Something about David Attenborough, yeah. Point to James. Fine. Question number two. So Strictly was pretty big this year. I really enjoyed Ed Balls. Who actually...
James! It's like Oduba.
Sorry?
The guy who won it.
If Kaz can actually say the name, then she's...
No, but I can describe him. Do I get points for that?
No, it's something like, I know the end of the name is Oduba.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you half a pint point because
half
you got
half a pint? Someone's got beer on the brain.
Yeah. Oh dear, it's the office
I don't
Christmas
know who
party
he is,
all over again.
The reason I know it is that my brother in law did a dingbat for our Christmas quiz at home this year and he was one of the answers.
So you've actually
and it
practiced.
Was odd numbers and then Kiba without the C, so I know it's Oduba is the end bit.
Oh, I see.
Oreo-duba.
Oreo-duba. Because it was an Oreo cookie, that was it. It was a very good dingbat.
Good dingbat. Okay, so we did quite well in the Olympics, and I thought actually that China would come second and we'd come third, but this question's still relevant. Who came fourth?
James.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Was it Russia?
It was Russia, even without all their team. Kaz, this isn't looking good for you.
This is not looking
good.
So
James has got 2.5 points.
I was surmising about pandas. I forgot about the quiz.
Is there a panda question?
Is there a panda related
okay,
question?
On a scale of 1 to adorable, where do pandas lie?
This year, someone went around the country and asked everyone how much they drink. How many litres of alcohol a year does the average Briton drink?
Kaz.
Yeah.
200.
200 litres? 200 litres of alcohol. Okay.
I'm trying to think now.
Don't base it on you.
James, 1,000 litres.
It's 11.6.
Ooh.
So I win! Because that's the closest.
I mean, we were still both horrendously off.
What I like about that is that's a lot about our social group.
Yeah, that we.
I was going, well, we did 11 last night, so.
I woke up with a sherry.
Do we mean pure alcohol? Because I was thinking, yeah, like 11 litres of beer.
I don't know. Again, this quiz is often like, what is the thing that I found that I didn't research? So, question number 5. This year we've recorded a number of podcasts for This Might Be The News. What number podcast is the one we're recording right now?
James.
Yeah.
I think it's either 18 or 19.
Right, what are you going to... You're going to pick one?
18.
And Kaz, what are you going to go for?
19.
Oh, don't be that person.
Kaz gets the point.
Is it 19?
It is 19.
So, I really am outraged by that. I feel like I did all the work and you've just stolen it at the last minute. I feel robbed.
So that means I think James does win by half a point.
Congratulations, good game, yeah. Good game.
And the moral victory.
Yeah, sure.
So well done James. That's a great way to end the year. Well, thank you for taking part in This Might Be The
News.
Thank
you for having me, I had a blast.
And thank you listeners for putting up with us for the last 6 months. We'll see you in the new year.